Seo go bhfuil an sa chléir seo be a bhgé sé le senas, James Kyle. What was the name of the place you came from, James?
Drumfin, Cranford.
Cranford?
Yeah.
Would it be far from, it's from Cranford?
It would be about 3 miles from Cranford. 3 miles. Yeah.
Farming area, James?
Small farming area. Yeah. Mountain farming.
Mountainy region, yeah.
Mountainy region.
So you were raising sheep and cattle?
We wouldn't have many cattle, maybe 4 or 5 cows, but we kept a lot of sheep.
Mostly sheep?
Mostly sheep, yes.
Hundreds of them, James, sir?
Usually kept around 200 to 300 breeding ewes.
There's a lot of work,
There were a lot of work, and it was all done by hand in those days.
Yeah.
Clipping was all done by hand and dipping. Now they are mobile dippers, and you drive the sheep into them, and it's different, but it was all done by hand in those days.
So what would your duties be? You were travelling all the time, walking the mountains? And
well, you normally had pretty good dogs, do you know?
Did you rear dogs yourself?
Mostly, but sometimes we'd buy dogs too. There weren't hard to buy in those days. Indeed, you'd get a great dog for £4 or £5.
But you'd have to train them, James?
Well, we would buy maybe a trained dog too, you know.
And did you use the method of whistling and all that?
No, just we used commands.
Yeah.
We used commands.
If the dog was good, it was no problem though, if he was wise.
Well, the training was a bit of a problem because you would rather buy a trained dog because in the training, the dog did so many wrong things before he did the right thing, and it cost you a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
So it was far handier to buy a dog.
See, with raising sheep, James, how many were in your family anyway?
Two girls and 2 boys.
So you were dependent on sheep rearing and sheep.
Oh,
rearing.
That was it. Well, the girls normally went away to work, when they come of age. Myself and my brother stayed at home to work the farm, and work the sheep.
So you'd walk to Marts and sell sheep, James?
Walk to Mass every Sunday, yes.
And to Marts as well?
Oh, yes, of course. Well, later on, we had a transport lorry. We'd transport our own livestock. And then with that lorry, you worked for other people as well, do you know?
How far would you go to sell them, James?
Our main sailing area was, Broca. In the west of the county.
That was a big distance.
Yeah, it was a long way. Well, it'd take you 2 days getting there if you were walking. You walked the day before half roads. And normally in those days, there were stopping points. There would be a farmhouse would keep you free and keep your sheep grazing for the night. That was the old custom in those days.
And did you walk that far?
Oh, we did. Oh, we did indeed, and walked. We even bought sheep in Broca and walked them home.
And you'd break your journey the way you said you'd
start. Break the journey, yes. There were always a few houses that you knew you could stay in, and they would graze your sheep and keep you free charge and put you on the road the next morning.
And would Broca be the biggest,
It was the biggest sheep fair probably in this county.
I'd say so, yeah.
Ah, yeah. Used to be thousands of sheep in it. And it was all horn sheep now, all Scotch bred sheep.
And was that the breed you had, James?
That was the breed we had, yeah.
Yeah.
And they were the best for the mountain,
So you had acres of that farm of mountain land?
The mountain that, we had 2 farms, One of them had grazing to one hill, and the other one had grazing to another hill. So we had grazing on 2 mountains because we're 2 farms and 2 different town lands, if you know what I mean.
I do.
Yeah. One of the mountains was 1,000 acres. There were, 14 tenants. But none of those tenants kept any stock on the hill. We were the only ones really kept any stock on it.
So were they farming at all, James?
Yeah, they were farming, but most of them was down near Kerrygart, and they had better land, if you know what I mean, and they didn't bother about the mountain much. They cut their turf on it, that was all.